Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jim and Jeff.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want it.
Well, hello out there. It is Mind for Monday. We're going to be short and sweet today. We have Tiffany Whip and I coming on with us, and we're going to give you some information. Our topic today is be prepared. We'll let you know what you should be prepared for. You know, only within open spaces created by dialogue, whether conducted with our neighbors, with history, or with nature or the cosmos, can humans' wholeness be sustained. We are not born human in any but a biological sense. We can only learn to know ourselves and others and thus be trained in ways of being human. We do this by immersion in the ocean of language dialogue fed by the springs of cultural tradition. Yes, we come together culturally. We talk about it. We express it. We learn from one another. And that is how humans become human, understand each other, but first of all, we have to do that amongst ourselves. So good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening from. We'd like to welcome you in to Mind for Monday. We're going to be short and sweet today. And maybe when Tiffany Whip and I come on, we'll kind of like explain a little bit to you about what Mercury retrograde is doing. You know, that's everything going backwards. But we'll talk about it a little later. So sit back and relax. Enjoy yourself. I know you had a wonderful weekend. I know I did.
Uh-huh.
right here, right now. I said, we're here, singing, louder, glory, hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Bibles, rub your crystals, write in the sand, chant, numb your heart, ain't gay, kill. Whatever you have to do out there, do it, and do it triple time, because things are needed, things must be changed. And with us this evening, we have Tiffany with an eye. I see it, I hear it, I observe it, okay? I strategize on it, I correct it, I change it, and I complete it. Tiffany with an eye, good evening, how are you?
Good evening, Linda. I'm doing so well. How are you on this Monday?
Yes. Thank you. You know, I like to put it out there. Thank you so much. You know, we're busy out here. You're busy doing many, many things that you do. And we'd like to extend our appreciation to you for coming on and caring and sharing with us the way that you do. You know, our topic today is titled Be Prepared. And that can be covered in many, many ways. So just talk to us. What do you want us to be mindful of in preparation and what needs to be done and what things we should look at? And I'm just going to sit back and welcome you in, Tiffany with an eye, Tiffany Jones.
Thank you so much, Linda. So I just want everybody to be mindful on this Monday of all the activities. We're starting summer. We've got graduations, we've got Father's Day coming up, we have the 4th of July, and then we'll end off the summer with Labor Day. But just, you know, and in between now and June 7th, we have the election. And I just got my ballot today.
Okay.
So I don't even know, I haven't looked at anything yet. And I'll study it and see. I have been looking at some of the things and looking at some of the people that are out there running for office. And as you know, I am a people person, not party.
Yes.
So I think everybody should. I think what is happening, especially in this culture, and I've shared this with you before, is that people are going into that ballot box voting for the person that best suits their agenda. So, again, know the top three things before you go in that voting booth, to know what you want, and then look to see the person who's going to suit your need. So it's very, very, very important, because I think we're going to see a change in candidates and a change in who we probably might thought would have been in office. Those same people may not be in office this time. So.
Mm-hmm.
There, you can change it with your voice, as you say all the time. It is so wonderful that we have that, the freedom of speech, which is a constitutional right, to go out and vote. You know, voting is actually, you know, it's your freedom to choose to do what suits you. So the people, the person that is in that office, if you don't feel that they're doing their job, then guess what? You can choose another person. So
yes.
It's up to you, but know what you want. People think that politicians they pick companies over people, but the only reason they do that is because people don't know what they want. If you know what you want, then they're going to pick the people over the company, because the company is going to come with what they want, the money, and everything else. Mm-hmm. So if the people don't know what they want and can't voice that, then you get what you get because you don't speak up for that. So speak up and make your voice known because you can change that. I think in this culture we're seeing a lot of independence. People are coming out of that structure, that platform of corporate America necessarily where there's, you know, one conglomerate and then everybody, you know, is part of that conglomerate or they're like 10 companies and then everybody works for these 10 companies. After the pandemic, everyone's starting to become independent.
Yes.
In their own right.
Yes.
So there was another industry that I discovered today after a conversation and people are just becoming more and more independent in their understanding who they are and knowing what they want. So it may not be, not that corporate America is a great thing. You know, corporate America is a great thing, but I think people are coming to finding out who they really are and what better suits their needs. Now, you can work from corporate America at home, which is a great thing. You know, no one discovered that until the pandemic of how blissful that is. I mean, what better way to get up in the morning? No one sees you. If you're like a customer service, nobody can see you. You can get up, look in the whatever way you want to, just be cheerful, do your job, and be comfortable. And nobody has to see what you look like. You could have your hair on top of your head. No one will see that. You don't even have to, you know what I'm saying? You get dressed, but it doesn't require a two-hour commute back and forth. It doesn't require all the things that it used to. So we're in a great position. And so be mindful of the people that you know who are going to change things out there when we vote. There's some great people. I can say that. There's some people coming to these races and to the table to really change things because they are tired. Now, again, it depends on your platform, what you want. Some people, you know, have small businesses and are going to vote for the small business guys. Some people are, you know, whatever that is for you. I don't know what it is for each individual person, but whatever it is, just pick the right person after you do, of course, your research, and you know, get your do your part, and the rest will happen. We can
and
have a successful governor.
You can, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that because you know now is the time when the real competition is there. You know that I call them smear ads. You know all the information, all the you know just all the negative stuff about an individual. Don't listen to that. You do your research, and you find out as much about those people as you can. Because you and I both know, and probably we call those smear ads, you know, it's like once you keep the habit repetitious going out there, the mind grabs it, and that's what the mind sticks on. Move those blood cells through your brain. That's why we're here waking up with Linda Mac Chan. Do your research. Do not listen to that. Follow your own voice, okay, for your own needs out there. And as you were saying, you know, we all have to be people person. We're not the party, but the people. Who's for the people, no matter what side of the sidewalk they're standing on. Pay close attention to those things and voting. That is your power. And you must speak up. Like I said, you know, when we stop speaking, everything comes to an end. So we must always speak up and speak out about things that matter. And again, Tiffany, with an eye, I've seen it, I've heard it, we've gone through it. The pandemic made a few changes. You found out what you needed, what you don't need, how you can do it. You're gaining your independence to find out who you really are and what you're really about. It's different because it's not a normal thing, as we say. It's a new beginning. We're all pioneering into this new change out here. And the persons that are out there are moving forward. If they're coming with that old timey stuff, it's not going to work. Because like I said, persons are staying at home. They can get up and put on their pajamas or no pajamas, flip-flops. They don't even have to comb their hair and still get the job done. So that's another way of looking at it. I know individuals that refuse to get on the elevator anymore, going into a building. So, you know, their mindset is still if you have to gain income, you know, gain it from your own living room. You know, technology and communication is so much, but as we were speaking of mentioning technology, you know, I'm not real skilled at this, but I learned we're in this Mercury retrograde here, and Mercury retrograde deals with technology, and it deals with communication, okay? So things get crazy. So you, at this particular time, because it's spinning backwards, everything is spinning backwards, and those winds are out there moving, and it's real crazy. But if you float with the universal move of it and sit back and realize and understand, you don't have to be an expert of it. Just sort of like know what's going on out there. You'll be able to been through it, you know, because it's dealing with technology. Telephones are acting up. My telephone acted up. You read those emails closely. Read them. Because the communication is all out there. And what you want to do is you want to respond from your highest place. You have to take a breath and get as high as you can go using high vibrations out there, you know, dealing with love, dealing with exception, whatever. Accept it. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to be a duck moving around with a string on your neck and a pond, but understand what's going on out there around you. And for that, you can have that love and support that you deserve, you know. But my focus, and where I suggest that we all focus, because it's real crazy, it's crazy, is to radiate the light to others. Shine that light. Light that candle. It's hard to do because some people understand it, some people don't, some people really, really understand it. But when it's best to learn about your environment, because see, you and your environment are one. And keep in mind, you know, from a Buddhist perspective, it's like your environment does not control you. You control the environment. So you work hard to go through whatever it is that you have to go through. Say your mantras. Say your words. There's groups that chant. They chant. Nam Myo Hoden Geto. Those are the most powerful words that one can let come out of their mouth, because it's strength building. It's like a mirror. So I know that most people out there have heard it. If anybody know about the Tina Turner movie, What Love Got to Do With It, yeah, that's what Tina did. But you see what she did to Ike, don't you? It does just what it says it does. So like I say, read the Bible, put your hands together, rub your stones right in the sand, chant your mighty powerful words. Do whatever you have to do to keep yourself elevated to your highest, so that you can push out there with high vibration. And it's not an easy thing to do. It's not easy, but I just thought I'd throw that out there, because everything, technology is going crazy. Computers are acting up. Mercury, it moves very, very, very fast. And like you said, summer is here, graduations, all the holidays. But I'd like to share, when we speak of being prepared, be prepared for those polls. The day was the last day that you could mail in your ballot. So you got to put on tennis shoes or flip-flops or whatever you do and step up to that poll, step up to that deposit box and put your ballot in. Can't mail it in after your day. It's too late for that. So we want to solidify everything and make sure everything is in. So I know you have your homework cut out for you. I'm still studying mine and laughing at the smear ads I see, because I know what that's about, and just kind of trying to fade it out and get as deep into the persons that are out there running for those spots as I possibly can. I've noticed that a lot of mayors and city officials are retiring, backing up. I think, I don't know if it was Huntington Park or whatever, you know, stuff go down and people do things. And the best thing to do is to pull up and pull out, okay? Because that way, if you're still sitting in it, when they come for you, the water gets pretty darn hot. If you backed up out of it, you have an opportunity to kind of like put some ice in the bucket a little bit. But if it was wrong, it's going to be found out. You know, we believe in that cause and effect. Whatever you put out there, you're going to get it back, okay? And you won't understand. Some of us don't even remember what we did. to get the effect. But the best thing to do is to focus up in your highest vibration, whatever it takes to get you there, and to ride this storm out. It's very, very different. It's snowing in Colorado. I was looking at a graduation. They sitting out there with snow hoods and umbrellas and at a graduation. Last evening, for those that are not aware of that, when there was a rooftop party, okay? Now, we know in Los Angeles, California, after 4 it dropped. And I witnessed individuals coming, no jackets, no shawl, no nothing, and then freezing to death. Well, you knew where you were coming. Why weren't you prepared? Okay? Be prepared. Understand. Look at your surroundings for whatever. If you know that it cools down and you're up, it was great to be up and out and out in the open, but you cannot enjoy yourself if you're freezing. But whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? It wasn't, if there wasn't any heated mountains. So if you were prepared, you would have stayed warm. Okay, double up, layer up, do whatever you have to do if you're going to go and participate in that. So I put that up there. We have to be prepared. We have to be prepared for the polls. We have to be prepared for this change. We're all change agents here. But get out and vote. Speak up, okay? Look for your independence, because when you rely on you, you find out a whole lot about you, okay? If you're relying on someone else, you can easily be disappointed. And I feel with myself, I don't like being disappointed. So I know I'm not going to disappoint me, okay? So it's a lot of stuff that we have to look out here and be mindful of. And we are very, very appreciative to you to come on. But again, I'm going to say why this planet is spinning backwards. You got to think before you speak. Read your text and email and respond from a place of the highest vibration. It's going to blow over, but when it takes off, it's going to all be good. If you take care of and do your part, that means get everything out the way and done. If you needed to talk about Uncle Joe 10 years ago and didn't do it, call Uncle Joe and tell him how you feel. Okay, you don't want to carry that with you, because once it takes off, it's going to be moving out there. Like, we're not experts here on it, but I'm learning, okay? So whatever I learn, I'm going to share with everyone else, because it is about education, unification, and collaboration here. And we can unify 100 people, but keep in mind, all of us out there, unity means nothing. Be prepared to create a harmonious environment. That's what makes it all work. Wouldn't you say that, Tiffany, wouldn't I?
I would.
Okay. I just thought I'd get on my podium a little bit. I didn't want to leave it all.
No, I mean, it's a lot out there. I mean, since we're experiencing all these changes, you know, just be mindful of other people out there too. So, and don't believe that there aren't people out there trying to do other things, especially when you're trying to achieve a dream.
Oh, yeah.
You know, be aware of all people, friends, everybody, enemies,
yep.
Everybody.
Yep.
Because, you know, it does exist, but you're always protected. But know that, you know, there are other forces out there, especially when you have dreams. Keep them to yourself until it gets out, until you get to that point where you can share it. But, you know, there's a lot of people to support you, and I think we're all going to align with those people. But as you level up, you're going to experience different people and different ways people do things. And just be mindful of that. Don't think that everyone's your friend, because I don't think that's a possibility. More people can be your friends, but understand that there especially when you're leveling up, that you're going to have people that may not like exactly what you're doing. So to be mindful of that and not to be scared of it, but just to be mindful of it and understand that that is going to happen. It is going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to have some experiences like that to level up. And so certain people come in your life to see that you level up that may not support you. So just align with those who do support you so that you can, you know, that your dream will come to fruition, because each dream will come to fruition. What is yours, it will be yours, and no one can stop that. So
be mindful that,
you know, you do have the other side to deal with at certain times, especially when you're leveling up. So you might think people, you know, like, why is this person, you know, they were my friend, they're not my friend now, they're coming against me. It's because when we start to level up and get closer and closer to fulfilling our purpose, then we see all kinds of people.
Yes.
And just know that, like you say, just be protected, you know, chant Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, pray, meditate, and just protect yourself so that you can continue. And it's, there's nothing wrong with the negative. There's a lot of positive, but sometimes, you know, the negative will come in, and you need to learn how to deal with the negative, especially when you're leveling up. So that's what I'm being mindful of today.
Well, I'm listening to you out there. So in hearing and understanding and the ways you operate, I know we all have been experiencing different type of experiences. But you're very true about that. You know, people say good and bad. I say we got both, and they're not going anywhere. You got good and evil. You got it. And evil's never going to leave. What you have to be able to do is recognize that evil that you have within and balance it off. Whatever you have to do to reach your highest vibration, because, see, it's yin and yang. It don't go anywhere. Nobody's ever going to be squeaky, squeaky, squeaky all good. It's no such thing, okay? And what those persons are that come into your life to train you, okay, so that you do get your tree rings around that redwood tree. See, you go through enough, you can stand in your forest like a redwood tree, unflayable and unbendable. And the more strength you gain, the more mess comes. But you need that mess. You need that mess to strengthen you. It's just like going to the gym. When you go to the gym every day, everything starts shaping up. So whatever it is that you do out there to function in your highest vibration each day, okay? Do it, because as Tiffany Witt and I say, because, you know, I see it, you know, and I hear it and I observe it. I use a statement, and be careful who are you around, okay? It might not sound good, but, you know, make sure you ordered your repellent to keep that stink off of you. Okay, but you have to recognize it, and your nose has to be clear so you can smell it when it comes to you. That means that you don't have to, you have to take your beautiful smile off your face. Be who you are. Be the pleasant, warm person that you are, to be able to recognize it, okay? And if it's not fitting, when dinner is no longer being served, you leave the table. So
there you go.
You know, friends that we have, and we go through that. I'm going to go with the Texas way. You know, your best friend is yourself and those dollar bills that are in your back pocket. Because one thing about those dollar bills, they don't argue and they don't fuss. They just move out the way so some more can come in. Those are your best friends, okay, and yourself. You have supporters. You have persons that encourage you to continue to do what you do if you feel that you want to share with them. But like you say, don't tell nobody. I believe in people reading about it, okay? Let them read about it. Because there's those out there who will pick your creative juices. There you go. across the street. Next thing you know, they trying to do what you do. But that's okay, because I tell everyone, if Bank of America felt that way, and if all the other banks felt that way, we wouldn't have but one bank. But we got several, Chase, Citibank,
yep.
Okay, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. So you have to think like the bankers thought, okay. Well, they set up on this corner. Let me go set up on that corner. Okay? Competition is strength, okay, if you want to just look at it that way. But if you're functioning and being aware, and it might not be easy. You know, you might have a person over there, you know, just like whooping it and duping it up, and you're having such a hard time to do what you have to do. And we let our egos get in the way, and we don't want people to know, you know, you better holler for some help when you need it. Okay, I'll get on the mountaintop and scream out, I got a problem over here. Somebody get over here and work with me. Okay, don't have a thing about that, because life is up and down. But there's a lot of individuals that pretend, and they I call them fake. You know, they fake. They're fans. Only fan you should be a fan of is yourself and your spiritual worshiping. If you clap and rally behind you and whatever your spiritual belief is that gets you from day one to day two, you're never going to have a problem. And on that note, I'm going to be quiet over here. I don't put my little be prepared, like Tiffany say, be prepared for those out there who are not all for you. You know, your dreams, you want to align with individuals that are supporting you. This is the time when all like-minded people are moving together. I see it.
Absolutely.
I experience it. And it's kind of different because you're still leery. You're still leery.
Right.
Because you've been around a lot of them that was going north and south, and you're trying to go east, okay? And they was trying to take you somewhere else. So it is a thing that we have to be mindful of, but we also have to trust in our dreams.
Oh. Trust,
we have
yes.
to do. It's about trust in yourself. And it's not easy, but when you get to the point where you're standing up like that redwood tree, you're open for suggestions and recommendations and everything else. But you listen to that when you're moving on a mission. But when you take a vow, that don't mean a thing. It doesn't bother you, okay? Because you must continue on the path that you have chosen. Not that anybody's trying to choose for you. Because at the end of the day, when you take that last breath, they're not going to be laying on the side of you saying, I'm going to take my last breath too. They're not going to do that. So always keep that in mind, that you have to move with the path that you've chosen. Do the best. Be your best. And I'm going to close out with, step into your greatness. Stay there. But always, always, remember to take others with you. Wouldn't you agree with me, Tiffany, with the math?
I agree, and I have a quote on this Mindful Monday, because you know what? I decided I was not going to be without one today.
Good.
So,
talk to me.
I would say give, but don't allow yourself to be used. Love, but don't allow your heart to be abused. Trust, but don't be naive. Listen, but don't lose your own voice.
Ooh, I like that. Can you say that one more time, please?
I know, I liked it too, because I was like, oh my God, I found my paper finally, you know, because every time you ask me, I'm like, let me find my paper. I found it today. So give, but don't allow yourself to be used. Love, but don't allow your heart to be abused. Trust, but don't be naive. Listen, but don't lose your own voice.
Wow. I like that, Tiffany Winn. I'm sure glad you did your homework and you found that paper, so I'm summing it up to give, love, trust, and listen on that note. Mm. And I'm going to come right behind you and say again, your voice is your power. Do your homework, research, know what you want, know the people that are going to fit your needs, as Tiffany with an I reminded us to do. vote, speak up, and stand up. And let's keep on moving forward here and to continue understanding and recognizing, and let us continue to illuminate this earth, okay, with our bright, bright, bright lights. Tiffany with the Nye, have a good evening. Listeners, have a good evening. It's Mindful Monday. And I want all you politicians out there to keep this in mind. You must do this because it's about the people. Have a wonderful evening.
Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
chill.